Now, for decades, one of the world's great museums has felt just a little inadequate. The Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. didn't have in its collection a Tyrannosaurus rex, the most famous dinosaur of all, known literally as the Tyrant Lizard King. Well, now it has, after quite a journey. Here's our North America correspondent, James Glenday.
In the newly renovated Dinosaur Hall at the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History on Washington, D.C.'s famous mall, one 66-million-year-old specimen reigns supreme. A T-Rex skeleton is dramatically poised to tear the head off a hapless Triceratops.
This particular animal was found in 1988. It was found by a Montana rancher who was on a picnic with her family, and she saw just a little bit of the at her arm bone sticking out. It was a bone of the T-Rex that had never been found before.
That's Kirk Johnson, the museum's director, and we're chatting next to the skeleton's teeth. Each one is about the size of a banana.
Can you be a full-blown, top-of-the-line American Natural History Museum without a T-Rex?
Well, that is something I think is not possible. When I joined this museum as the director, we didn't have a T-Rex. And I wasn't the first person to point that out, but it was something that I didn't want to open this exhibit without having a T-Rex here, because this is a national museum.
T-Rex was first discovered early last century. It was once native to North America. And for decades now, the Smithsonian has been desperate to get its hands on one.
There's two ways to get a T-Rex. You can buy one or you can find one. That's the bottom line.
And which way did the museum go?
Well, we spent a fair amount of money looking for one because they're actually cheaper to find them than to buy them. Yes. You got to find them and dig them out. It's not inexpensive, but it'd be better to find your own. And we looked and looked and looked, and we found pieces and parts. But when you're looking for something as rare as a complete T-Rex, chances you actually will find it are relatively small.
But buying one of the 30 or so substantially complete T-Rexes is complicated too. Sue, a beautifully preserved large tyrannosaur, is still known by museum staff as the one that got away at an auction that exceeded all expectations in New York in 1997. Bidding started at $500,000 US. The hammer dropped at $7.6 million, with commission on top. Chicago's Field Museum was the winner and has housed Sue since, but many paleontologists believe they have been the losers.
Is it all Sam Neill's fault? Was it all Jurassic Park's fault? What happened?
You know, it really was, because if you think about the discovery of Sue happened before Jurassic Park, and the sale of Sue happened after Jurassic Park. And that was an amazingly beautiful fossil. The skull was in one piece, and it was an exquisite thing. When it went to auction, there were many, many museums had dreams.
What's your personal view? Is it much better for these things to be found on public land so that they belong to the nation?
Well, United States is the only nation in the world that has dinosaurs and where it is legal to sell dinosaurs. The other big dinosaur-producing nations, and there's like six or seven of them, own the dinosaurs. The nation owns the dinosaurs.
Yes.
But the United States, on private land, if there's a dinosaur, the private landowner owns the dinosaurs. The increase in the value of dinosaurs launched by the Sue sale actually has made it more difficult for professional paleontologists and museums to access private lands. Because dinosaurs are now money. They didn't used to be money. Yeah.
So the Smithsonian changed tack slightly and found a third way of getting a T-Rex by working with another arm of the federal government, which already funds most of the museum's costs.
And the land on which this dinosaur was found is U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, because it's a reservoir managed by the Army Corps. Mm-hmm. The people do all the engineering. And they had two T-Rexes from their property. Both of them were at the Museum of the Rockies in Montana. So we didn't want to take Montana's only T-Rex, but once they had two, both the Museum of the Rockies and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers saw great benefit to promoting Montana and the Army Corps of Engineers in Washington, D.C.
The specimen has now been dubbed the nation's T-Rex. Matthew Carano is the museum's curator of Dinosauria.
It's important to us, I think, that we call it the nation's T-Rex because we really want people to feel like it's theirs.
Isn't that a bit controversial? Because there are the bigger ones, you know. What's Sue going to think about that? What are the other near complete T-Rexes around?
You know, our T-Rex is not a T-Rex of super
marketing.
It is, but our T-Rex is not a T-Rex of superlatives. It's not the oldest or the biggest or the youngest or the longest. But it has the unique position of being everybody's T-Rex.
Thanks to the museum's location and the number of American tourists who make a pilgrimage to Washington, D.C., Kirk Johnson believes the specimen could ultimately become the most visited Tyrannosaurus rex in the world.
I've heard T-Rex described as a gateway drug. Can you explain that for kids?
I actually think I coined that phrase.
Did you, right?
I think I did, but as kids really caught on. Yeah. It's the idea is that kids love dinosaurs at a very early age. It gets them excited to go to museums, gets them meeting scientists, it gets them thinking about how fossils are found. Right now, we're hiring the next generation of scientists, and many of the paleontologists tell me, look, it was Jurassic Park that did it for me when I was a kid. So I'm seeing that generation come through now, and there are a lot of them. And every year we're finding something like 50 or 60 new species of dinosaurs, unknown to science. I opened a dinosaur exhibit in 1995, and since then, the number of known dinosaurs globally has more than doubled. So there's still lots of amazing stuff out there.
Get out in the backyard and get digging. That was our North America correspondent, James Glenday, reporting.